If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not
right.
Yeah, that's true, you do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Toby, host of the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cuties can be, you can watch on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
What's happening?
How are you, man?
You put the mush on them.
What do you mean, dude?
The Marlins. Now watch, they'll probably get swept.
How is that the mush? Wouldn't that be accurate?
I guess.
I don't think you know what a mush is.
Mush that you put that into the ether.
It is what it is, dude. What do you want me to do? Sweep, swept. They're like windshield wipers.
Wax on, wax off.
That's what they are, dude.
Yeah.
You know?
Frustrating
thing is they've been close games.
Right. Did he have to hit it that far?
Well, you know, listen.
I mean.
You run out of pitchers and, you know.
My thing is, you go, Conine's back. Or was it? Who's the center fielder?
Marcy.
Marcy's back. And then he starts looking up. Then he starts looking way up.
Yep.
I'm like, why did you even run?
Yeah.
Like, you knew when that ball was hit. Like, it's holy smokes.
It's like Bob Uecker in Major League when he just goes, oh, bleep.
I heard it, and that just sounded like far.
Yep. Yep. It was tough. It was a tough one yesterday. Look, they could try and avoid the sweep today. They could try. But
Is it daytime? Or?
Oh, man. When is today? It's all a blur right now. When is today's game? I think it's a night because I think they're off tomorrow and then they have a wraparound series.
Okay.
I think that's how it goes.
Right.
Hold on. Internet's acting up today. That's awesome. Internet is acting up today. But they lose 7-3 yesterday. We'll give you your headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. In Miami, the beach, we go to the beach for a little Solcito. And when we want a little price, you save with your Pricito. Save now with your Pricito at Doral Hyundai.
Why can't nobody run the damn bases?
Jeez Louise, dude.
I'm tired. Why can't you run the bases?
It's a night game tonight.
Like, the game almost ended because Senoho didn't run the first base. And now I realize that the score would have counted.
Mm-hmm.
But still.
Sorry.
They're like, run! Like, why do they run the bases so poorly?
I don't know. You should talk to Clayton McCullough about that.
A guy getting caught at home plate by 4 feet.
It's kind of like the last thing analytics can't take away is base running, isn't it? Because you can still look like a...
You know what?
You still look like a little leaguer.
Because you can't coach stupid.
Yeah.
Right? That's why. Like, you can track numbers on everything. Nobody can track numbers on boneheaded mistakes. Swag penalties in football.
Yeah.
You can't track that.
Oh, man. I'm so excited for Canes football.
We got a... Two weekends. Not this weekend, but next weekend, right?
Next Friday.
Next Friday.
Next Friday. You goosed up, Brittany? Good morning, by the way.
Good morning. I am goosed up. I can't wait.
Stanford is a...
stupid tree.
It's a California joke.
Is it?
That's how they became that mascot.
Really? What do you mean?
It's a joke.
I don't understand.
Like years ago, they made it a tree.
You can make a mask. You can make a bit
they
a
made
mascot?
The mascot. Huh?
You can make a bit a mascot?
No, but remember, like, you used to vote on your mascot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah.
And they just voted a tree?
Yeah. As a joke.
The smart guys.
And now
we're going to make the football players trees.
They have basically a pine tree as a...
Not basically, it is.
Yeah.
But I don't know
if it's a pine tree, that's why I said
it. I think it is a pine tree.
Is it?
It looks like a pine tree.
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Like when they have the mascot, remember the mascot battles back in the day? Sebastian would always kick the tree's ass. And I think
it's a tree!
Well, whatever. He's a bird.
But that's people hang out.
I will say, like, can we
I think a- it's, like, it was a, like, are you looking at the origin of it?
Yes, I am.
I think it was a joke.
I'm still reading.
Toboggan's calling him the Fighting Andrew Lux. Oh, he's going to be on the sidelines.
Oh,
I can't wait.
Oh, my goodness. Gigantor?
Oh, yeah.
He has, like, doesn't he have, like...
Zockerts.
He has Andre the Giant.
Yeah,
like,
he does. He had the coolest voice until Patrick Mahomes got here, you know, that we would love to make fun of. Oh, the muscles really good.
I don't think I ever played
with a Frankenstein quarterback.
No, Stanford. I played Cal. I think I played Cal.
Well, it's of course, you know, college football makes sense these days. We got professional players getting banned. We have the ACC. Of course, the Atlantic Coast Conference has teams in California, Leroy.
You know who I'm blaming, right? The NCAA.
Yeah. Well,
like nobody listens to you anymore because. You never had a grip.
Crazy. What a time. Well, look at old jean shorts today, huh?
Single digits. She had jean shorts yesterday.
You got a hoe down in Davie today? What's going on?
Yeah.
I'm dressed like Lynn today. Oh. You know what? That's a great way to honor. You brought the flannel?
I did.
Wow. She's suited and booted.
I don't own a flannel.
Really?
Neither did I, so this is all I had.
But let's be clear. Okay, that's an intangible.
I didn't know that there were bits with the retirement party.
Well, we made bits.
I am the bit.
Aren't you proud of us?
A bit late.
I was downstairs again waiting for someone. Me and Miho were stuck.
All you gotta do is walk up the stairs. It works over there.
Why were you stuck?
Because downstairs. She's being lazy.
Because she finds a way
walk
to be tardy.
Walk up the stairs.
She's
but
tardy.
But I just came up that elevator
the
and
stairs
I was
don't open
the
for me.
One? Or the one on the end.
Knocking works.
The one in the middle.
What about the end one?
Who am I going to knock to? There's no one there.
We're literally all here.
For tardiness.
Yeah. You could have texted me.
I think I did.
Oh, sorry. That's my bad.
Yeah, I did text you.
Oops.
What did you text? SOS? Wait. Help?
Wait.
I put, is there
you didn't remember
you
if you texted her 5 minutes ago? I think I did.
She said, can you come?
Right. There's
you,
a lot of taps.
Can you get me in the elevator or does your badge not work too?
My bad, Jaleesa.
Why don't you just walk up the stairs?
My bad, man.
I was here with Miho.
I'm going to have to ask Miho about this.
Okay, you can go ahead and ask
I mean,
Miho.
I know who we can ask about it.
Hmm?
People who's supposed to take care of it.
Nope.
But my badge worked. I got up perfectly fine.
Yeah. So anyway, today, so here's what we got today, all right? Klay Thompson got introduced to the Heat yesterday. I got a few minutes with him. You got like 5 minutes with him. We're going to bring that to you a little bit later on.
Tell the other part.
Well, no. So here's what happened yesterday. I didn't think I was getting Klay Thompson yesterday, right? And I'm about to leave. I'm literally walking down the stairs to the garage. And I get a text from Heat Media Relations. And they're like, hey, you want Klay? And I was like, yeah. So I'm like, have you got time for me? And they're like, absolutely. So shout out to them. They've been awesome all summer.
Yep.
But I have to bang back into the, because I'm locked out. I have to go, hey, I talked to Klay Thompson.
Like Jennifer.
Familiar situation.
Like Jennifer.
But I got to him on time. And so I get in there. And so, you know, you get, you're like, hey, you need to give you a little 5 minutes. And they're like, hey, strict 5 minutes today. No shenanigans. Because the last time I had Giannis, I had 5 minutes, but it really went seven because we were talking about iguanas half the time.
Did they really say no shenanigans?
Did they say no shenanigans?
Mm-hmm.
That was my favorite part.
That is my favorite part.
That is amazing.
Love the bit.
Tobin. Anyway, you've been warned.
Klay Thompson. So we'll bring that to you a little bit later on this hour because Galen is retiring. Today is his retirement party.
Galen.
So we have done we to honor him with radio. We're just doing strictly radio. We have put it in the can, and we will bring you Klay Thompson and some other Heat interviews later on this hour, so we can go celebrate our fearless leader riding off to the sunset.
What
the
time?
Man. Who put us 10:30, I believe.
Oh, really?
That's when they said. That's when they said it started.
Would there be snacks?
Of course.
I
yes.
hope so.
I heard there was more than just snacks.
All right. Oh. Excellent. So, anyway.
Hey, I'm going to say it. Leroy might come back very happy.
Schmeathen says, maybe celebrate by doing your job. We did do our job, Schmeathen. I did my job. I just did it yesterday.
But you know what?
Can I just say
this? You did do your job because we are radio.
We do more shows and take less vacation than any other show.
Right. So,
like, I don't need you ingrates.
We'll be back. We're not going to give you, we're not going
to
do an entire tape show.
Hey, I can't promise you nothing.
Well, he might, yeah, he might be saving. But I will be back. We'll do, we'll be back.
It counts. But, this counts. I drove down here.
We always miss everything. They always put everything during our show. And so this is our fearless leader. He's the guy who put us, he's got two radio teams that he's put together in his career that he should be honored by. Mike and Mike on ESPN Radio and Tobin and Leroy.
Tobin and Leroy.
All right. Now we're number one. I mean, are they together anymore? No. Falling out. So if your team's not together anymore, that means we're the numero uno team that Len Weiner has ever put together in radio.
Yes.
So
I remember the trial and error stage of that.
Touch and go.
Got to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never got to his desk quick enough.
I was your bombshell.
To say, mm-mm.
I was, it was Radio Love Island.
Radio Love Island is great.
I'm like, mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
Lynn, mm-mm.
So we'll bring that to you a little bit later on. And we will bring you Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson yesterday and his introductory press conference. He was charming. He was very late. Very late. He was like 45 minutes late.
He was stuck in traffic, no?
Welcome to Miami.
He was already down here, though.
He was down here. No, he is. I saw Wes Goldberg say, because Wes used to cover him in Golden State. He goes, not uncommon. Right. Listen, not everybody's punctual.
Yeah, like, I tried to be on time for a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I would just say, I don't think I've ever really been late.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a couple of times, though, I was just like, I was doing something. I'm not.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
So we'll bring you some of that Klay Thompson stuff. The Dolphins, I believe, have their last practice of the week, and then they will get ready for finale preseason game coming up.
Is it a finale
Friday.
If you never played?
That's a good point.
What's a finale?
It might be Tua's finale.
Dude.
It might be.
Dude.
It might be.
Can I just tell you? I don't think there's ever been a situation where a team or organization in the fan base have prayed over somebody's leg to come back.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, the young guy.
They seem so fired up to have him in the spring. They're like, oh, you know Tua, he's going to work out.
You know why? Because it's one of those situations where you see the numbers, you see what all the other guys have done.
Right.
That have, you know, Sam Darnold is the poster child for let's go get a busted up quarterback that nobody wants.
Yep.
And, like, you got to reevaluate that. You got to look at what that guy does well and why he's no longer with his current team.
Give us a weather update, Leroy. Brought to us by Tornado Roofing and Contracting. Beat the storm. Schedule your free roof and window estimate today. Call 954-968-8155.
All right. Okay, Jim.
Okay, Jim.
Cumulonimbus 5-3.
The winds are coming out of the east.
Is that
blowing the clouds over the water at about 5 to 10 miles an hour? It is, I guess, what do you call this? Overcast? This is not cloudy.
Nah.
This is like overcast.
It's like partly cloudy.
Partly cloudy, but it's not really like.
Because I always feel like, you know, overcast is ominous.
Right. So I'm going to say partly cloudy, but. It's like those high clouds that are not going to rain.
Okay.
And it's about 84, 85 degrees.
Mm.
Man.
Little Imagine Dragons.
These planes are taking off. I see two planes on the way up.
Mm.
That means they must be in a hurry.
Man. Well, as we said, the Canes, they are making their return next week. And college football is back, people. We got games this weekend. Bill Belichick's going to get his ass kicked in Ireland. I can't wait. Ireland? Yeah, dude. You know they do that Irish game every year.
What, North Carolina?
Yeah, you think that Bill Belichick's...
against Notre Dame?
They're playing TCU.
All right, like,
I don't think Notre Dame can go every year. Huh? I don't know.
Why not? They're called the Irish.
I don't know.
Why wouldn't the Irish play in Ireland?
It's a good point, but I don't think they want to give up that many games. Maybe it's a pain in the ass to travel to Ireland.
Yes.
You think Bill Belichick has to take a picture dressed like a leprechaun because his squeeze likes taking pictures in theme? Anyway, this is not what I want to talk about. College football is back, and so are the predictions. Who makes the playoffs? Who wins their conference? Who takes home the national championship? On Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform, it lets you trade those predictions in a live market. Will this be the year Miami gets over the hump? They got all the way to the Natty last year before coming up short. They're currently trading at 8% to win the whole damn thing. So a $100 trade gets you a payout of just under $1,200. All right, so that is where you want to go for all of your college football live trading this season. On Kalshi, you're trading against your peers in a live market, meaning there's no house. As the probability changes, you can buy in and out of your position, trade the draft pick, the game, and more on Kalshi. Download the Kalshi app and use my code, Tobin. Use my code, Tobin. You get $20 when you trade $20. K-A-L-S-H-I, Kalshi. Trade on anything. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Berlin?
Of course.
Of course.
Come on.
Come on.
Leroy. All you need is a vinyl.
I feel like I need to be sitting at Stanford with some amongst the trees.
It does. It does feel like right. Hippie college music.
Sitting next to J-Fig with hair on her legs.
Some guy's got sandals and a guitar.
Natural.
Yeah. You got your dolphin.
We're going to get dolphin tattoos just for him.
Wow. And not the Miami Dolphins, like
actual
peace
dolphins.
And love dolphins.
Really? He likes swimming with the dolphins.
Have you not seen his tattoo?
An ankle tattoo.
Have you ever seen his ankle dolphin tattoo? It's right there with your goofy ass tattoo. That's most memorable.
Yeah, you can't comment on it because
you can't
person,
say one thing.
If
you can't say one
person,
thing, especially today
in this building, that we would be shocked had a tattoo. Would it not be Lynn?
Oh, yeah.
No, that tattoo makes sense for him. I feel like if it was like a bald eagle on his back
like,
or something.
Like, just
yeah.
Like.
Doesn't make sense. Like, if Gutland was like. I never understood the meaning behind this.
If he was just like, I didn't tell you that one time I was in the Sons of Anarchy. he was just in a. If Gutland, before he got into radio, was just in a biker gang.
That'd be sick.
He was the leader?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right, guys. Let's go kick some ass.
Yep. Why did they call you Vinyl? Because one time I cut off one of our enemy's head with a vinyl record.
That's kind of pretty sick. I'm not gonna.
It would be, but that's how. That's
super sick.
Yeah. Could you? I mean, yeah.
You went into witness protection, and that was radio. That's how they never found him. The Mongols never found him. That's where it's at right now. So. Anyway, Al Mago says, Tobes, any chance we can get Victor Oladipo on the vet minimum? I mean, there is a chance.
Hey, stop messing with my emotions.
Good. I think he's working
stop
out down here.
Stop messing with my emotions.
And why not? They got that last spot. I'm for it.
It would be like
weird. He, like, I don't know how much he played. Didn't he play overseas and he played pretty good?
I don't think he went overseas. He played in the G League. I remember because he was playing for Milwaukee's G League team. He was playing against Yakachonis last year. I don't know if he
I don't know
overseas.
What
he might have.
I don't know what I've always liked about him, even when he was in college. Right?
Maybe. I mean, how do you not like him? He's a right. great dude, and he got effed because a guy butchered his leg.
Right.
You know?
Right. I got you.
Like, he's like, I woke up one day and like I was not balanced.
Right.
Crazy, man. It was, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know if Victor Oladipo is going to be the guy. I don't know who that last spot's going to go to. We have the last two spots. I mean, I think one's going to go to Nick Richards. It sounds like it's going to go to Nick Richards.
But just because he's tall.
Tall, yeah. Pretty much.
Pretty much.
Either him or James Wiseman's hanging on down there.
James Wiseman is still?
Yeah, still a thing. But, I mean, his resume is he was
wasn't he
pick.
Like the first or second pick?
He was the second pick. Went to the Warriors.
Yeah, they couldn't wait to get rid of him. They tried him out for a long time.
Yeah, he wasn't very good.
I kind of, you know what? What's weird? I'm trying to think. Why does nobody like Kuminga? Yeah.
Because he's a ball hog and he's not as good a defender as he should be for being that athletic and wingy.
Right. He just seems like
He seems like, yeah, he would have all the talent. Like, he's one of those guys. Like, he seems like he's got all the physical tools. Should be amazing, but he's not.
So we call that, you know, combine phenom.
Yeah.
You see it at quarterback all the time.
I think he needs, you know what he needs? He needs a team like Philly Cheese had here with the Heat 1 year where, like, they're not really playing for anything. He could just cook.
Right.
And so he keeps trying to, like, go to these teams that are, like, good. I'm like, he's probably not going to play on those teams. He needs to go to like a Brooklyn Nets. He needs a year with the Nets. And then Kuminga will be amazing.
He's going to average like 22, 23.
Yeah, dude, that's what Kuminga needs. He needs a Nets season.
Yep. I think, like, man, I can't explain how you just see certain guys in all sports, right? And they fit the bill of being an incredible player, but you get them in the situations and they're terrible, right? We see it all the time in football.
Oh yeah,
like call them combine quarterbacks. Oh, he's big. He's got perfect steps. Sure. He throws. He's got a cannon, and then he gets to football.
We've seen that with cornerback here twice over the last 5 years. We're like, oh, this
big.
Guy's
he can run.
Do it all.
A ball hawk.
Meanwhile, Kader Kohu's taking your job, and he was at the other Texas A&M. You know,
he won the lottery.
He did.
That might be one. That might be. That might be one of the craziest things.
Legitimately,
I think his family won a lot.
No, but the best part about it was that Marcos thought that was going to deter him. Like, he didn't need to make the squad,
right?
Because he's like, oh, he's got a silver spoon in his mouth,
right? Took it to like. Three steps past the first step being
he really wrong. Is a special kind of idiot, Marcos.
Special.
That's so accurate.
He's our idiot, but he's a special kind of idiot.
Like an idiot to look at him and say, idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. By the way, I will tell you, Klay Thompson, charming. Don't know why you wouldn't like that guy. Don't know why you wouldn't like that guy. I mean, I guess unless you're a Megan Thee Stallion fan, but other than that, charmer.
Yeah.
Seems very, very happy to be
like
here.
Like a dangerous charmer or like a
honest, roster. I don't know if he's honest.
Not an honest charmer. I don't like that.
I don't know if he's honest. The only thing I know that's honest on him is that stroke. The basketball stroke.
Yeah. You know what? Minus one immediately.
Minus one.
Like,
come on.
Stop. You know, everybody thought basketball until you said.
I was just clarifying.
No one thought basketball, Leroy.
I was clarifying.
No.
Minus one.
That's, I mean, you kind of revealing who yourself. That you would go
it's
there.
It's not what was said. It was how it was said.
Okay.
Because I was trying to, like, get taken away from it, but you know what? It just made it worse.
It made it so much
it
worse.
It made it worse, and I apologize. I apologize.
All right.
Speaking of Klay Thompson, got the chance to sit down with him yesterday. We're going to bring that to you guys. And some other Heat shenanigans along the way. Klay Thompson, now a member of the Miami Heat. You got Klay Thompson. You got Tim Hardaway Jr. You got Bobby Portis. And you got Giannis, dude. Pretty good offseason by the Miami Heat, Leroy.
Yep.
Pretty good offseason. It was Clay Day yesterday. And we'll bring you some Klay Thompson coming up here for you next.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.